Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, El, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow, let's get the hot stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special, real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
Be somebody. I know a lot of things, most of which are gon' change. That comes just from growing up, learning love and hate is the same thing. I can only wipe a plain Jane, make a bad hoe give me bad brains. Yeah. I realized I had brains, yeah. And I got it all, man, I got it all. I gave it up, man, I got it lit. Girl, tell me what the problem is. Everything is so cool, ain't one thing we couldn't do, one thing we couldn't see. Who real, I can't tell. Apple drop is gon' sell, I caught it out, starting out. Young niggas run they thing, make her earn that wedding ring. Then I make her sing them high notes, I got high hopes. And my stride long, I love it when she ride long. That's my angel, she always wear a halo. Ever since I got dope, my cousin told me lay low. I can't stay long, what did I say wrong? What happened between me and you? Why we can't even get along? Watch when you call, you can't blame it on me. Love and hate is the same thing. Love and hate is the same thing. In the club, at the party, everybody wanna be somebody. In a world that's so strange, real niggas try to maintain. Love and hate is the same thing. Love and hate is the same thing. In the club, at the party, everybody wanna be somebody. In a world that's so strange, real niggas try to maintain. Love and hate is the same thing. Love and hate is the same thing. In the club, at the party, everybody wanna be somebody.
Sometimes I wonder who the fuck I am. Yeah. Want you to feel it. Alright, look.
Sometimes I wonder who the fuck I am.
So I've been looking in the mirror and it still don't make no sense.
I'm asking, what am I supposed to do?
Done so much in my short lifetime, but I haven't done shit.
I done flew around the whole world.
First I shook a million hands, and I took a million pictures.
But I'm a hostage in my own world.
Yeah, my thoughts, my own enemy. Got no time for these bitches.
I got too much on my damn mind.
So if I add some more stress, I just don't see how I'ma cope.
I think they underestimate the grind
I do to bring this dough when I'm only 20 years old.
I wonder why I said this devil trips, cause I feel incredible. Problems I got several, thank God that none of that many go.
I've been blessed with much to be expected. What am I doing here? Searching for that answer, I just hope I get it now.
Please let me find euphoria.
When you up above the clouds, like, who gon' touch me now?
And do we ever get to know the truth?
Cause everybody seems to have it, but to me it seems they lack it.
Now I'm rolling and I'm sipping lean.
Sometimes I catch a buzz just to help me picture love.
Drinking liquor and I'm smoking weed.
And you don't ever do too much if you can never do enough.
Wonder why it's me instead of you. I'll be there to rescue you. Problems you got several. They got that none of that medical.
I've been blessed with much to be expected. What am I doing here?
These hoes, all I do is kill them. I kill them like Nicole Simpson, Flag Crimson. Smoke them like Winston's. I just bought a new chopper. I treat it like an infant. I'm lighting up a stogie. It's longer than a hoagie. Situations getting fishy. And I don't eat anchovies. Fuck the world, kill them all. She answer when I call. If the cops pull us over, she gon' hide it in a drawer. See, I come from a place where stars never shine. And drama is accepted. Credit cards are declined. Everybody gotta die. But I ain't everybody. If that hoe play with me, I whoop that trick like Terrence Howard. And I'm a pimp, I ain't lying. But that is not important. I'm just trying to buy time. But can't really afford it. Saying, ain't that a bitch? But I hope that bitch is bad. I feel like money in the trash. Like,
what am I doing here? I wish I had a modicum of athletic ability. I would have been an all-American fucking Olympian. Oh, fuck. Because nobody could would work harder at it. They used to say, now just imagine if you're growing up, and I reminded my two buddies of this, they had forgotten. Coach Roy J., the football coach at high school, said, you're so fucking slow, Pina, you should wear the other team's jersey. Now just think that through. You're so fucking inept, you should be wearing their jersey and playing for them. I just come back and hit that fucking line again. I didn't care. They used to stand me in the corner with a dunce cap. They said I was retarded. And if I looked around too many times, then they put me in the fucking closet. They had to take the dunce cap off because the dunce cap was too high to get me in the closet. And I would be in there 4, 5, 6 hours till school was over. Piss my pants, shit my pants, because they wouldn't let me out. Just imagine today. I had to school the LA school district when I was in the Army. Pena, you're the sorriest excuse of wet back Mexican guy. Then when I became an officer, you're the sorriest excuse wet back officer. All my life, but I've never thought of it as being brutalized. I never thought of it that way.
And you're glad that happened.
Fucking right I am. Otherwise, I'd be like these snowflake cunts. I can eat the heads off of 10 at a time. Literally. When that kid in Toronto says, what do you do with a cricket bat? I go, motherfucker, come here, you little. And you know who invited me to University of Toronto? Black Tie. The black and women groups invite me. Those are who invite me.
Why?
Black ties. Do I look black?
Aren't you 8% black?
Yeah, 6.6% black. With my brothers, you know. Yeah.
So why do they invite you?
Because they think, they know that because I was a minority. I am a minority. Just I wasn't raised a minority, and I wouldn't allow myself to be go through the same deprivation as other minorities. And maybe I was fighting back against that. I don't know. But surely I fought back.
So you admit some of the product of you is from fighting back against that.
Yeah, yeah. But when they called me a retard and I was this and I was that, even when I became an officer and a gentleman, United States Congress, and going through the training process, they didn't treat you so well. Then once I became an officer and I'm at the office with a couple of generals, and of course that's when I found out $1 million was. Thank God for that guy and inherited that money.
But you understand why it offends people so much.
Oh, yeah, sure I do.
And why does it offend
no,
us so
but,
much?
But what I tell my kids, although I don't, to the rest of my knowledge, our three children haven't been discriminated against, I don't believe, other than being rich, which they do discriminate kids against you. My kids were embarrassed to come to school in a limo. The limo had to park 6-8 blocks away. And then I asked the driver, Jimmy, what? Oh, the children wouldn't let me take them to school. We dropped them off. Well, how do you know they got to school, Jimmy? I watched them, boss. I watched them because I know you'd kill me if something happened to them. I watched them, boss. So it's not what happens to us in life. It's how we interpret what happens to us in life. Freud said that, and the guy before Freud, his name escapes me. It's how we're trained emotionally to cope with information that we don't like. And I was always unknowingly trained. You can't hurt, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never hurt you. That's what the saying was when I was one to 15. And so I just, shine it on. And I said, if you want to make something of it, we'll step out and then we'll see who's right and who's wrong. That's how we used to settle who's right and who's wrong. The guy that's standing over the guy that's on the ground. And a lot of times I got the shit kicked out of me. There's a guy who probably won't watch this, Howard Stein and Walt Wojak, who were really tough. A lot tougher than I was. And I was bigger than he was, but he was like my baby brother or my big brother, because whenever I get the shit kicked out of me, he'd go looking for him. And he says, what are you, his brother? He says, close enough. He was Jewish, Stein. He's close enough. So now I'm going to give you a beat down for you beating up Dan.
So all this stuff prepared you for who you are.
Correct.
And you think we're missing it in today's culture?
I know we're missing it. It goes without saying, and I really am tired of saying it after all these years. This next week is going to change your life. Now, we have somebody, Michael here, who this is his third time. First time was 99-2000, then 2010, and then now. I'm not going to explain to you why, because you're too fucking stupid to know why. And for the YouTubers, I don't really give a shit if they learn anything. But People only come to me for one or two reasons. And I've only met two of you. At least I can see the tall, bald guy now. And I mean, Jesus Christ, you know. And he's Dutch. Are you Dutch?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Anyway. Desperation or inspiration? That's the only reason you cocksuckers come to me. You're all desperate. I am the last chance hotel. I am the last chance. You've tried every other fucking thing known to man. And I'm it. You either make it with me or you fucking should... I don't say that anymore because somebody does it and then I get sued. Guys and gal, this is probably the only time I'm going to remember it as a gal. So when I say guys, I mean everybody. Guys, you have tried everything. He's back here for a third time for a reason, which he can explain to you if he wants. As I said in the October seminar, when Donald Trump got elected, oh, God knows, it was the beginning of the transformation, the greatest transformation of wealth in your fucking miserable life. I never thought I'd live long enough to see it again. I started crying just thinking about it. I said it again in December, at the December seminar. And I still get these fucking moronic emails from you stupid morons. What did you mean? The greatest transformation of wealth, Mr. Benya? How many engineers do we have in the group? Be honest. How many fucking engineers? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, fuck. 7. This group is maybe destined to failure. If I was early in my goddamn career, it would be destined to failure. Because engineers are the hardest cocksuckers for this to get through their brain. I've had people with 80 IQ to 180 IQ come through this group. And the 80 IQ made more money than the 180 IQ, and they're both on the Hall of Fame. Goddamn, 7 motherfucker. Oh, fuck. My work's going to be... I'm going to earn my money, this group. I'm never going to earn my money. Because one of you may actually... As you're tripping on your own dick, and I look at her when I say this, you may stumble into $1 billion. Looking at you, not likely. But maybe. Because hope springs eternal, kids. I'm not going to ask you because you'll lie. How many have thought of me as being your last hope? It's either that or a revolver. Some of you in this room have contemplated killing your parents. Brothers. I've never had anybody that wanted to kill their grandparents, though. I'm still waiting for that. Your family has been fucking you up since the second trimester in your mama's tummy. And you wonder why it's so hard. As Jim Ryan, the greatest miler that ever lived without a gold medal, told me 45 years ago, motivation gets you going, Danny. Good habits keep you going. And I have extraordinary habits. And you have shit habits. The weekly reports will be painful for most of you. Like giving birth. Although I've never given birth, but I've had 2 new knee replacements in the last few months. And I'm supposed to be on crutches. I have the crutches in the seminar room just in case I collapse. But they gave me an epidural for my knees. That's the closest I'm going to get to childbirth. And I was awake during the fucking surgeries, you cunts. You've seen those on YouTube, those pictures, right? You've seen them on my website. How'd you like to be awake during that? You don't even want to be awake when you got diarrhea. I don't want anybody to like me. If you like me at the end of this week, I failed. This is just a teaser, as they say in marketing. This is just a marketing teaser, what it's going to be like the next week. And there are stupid questions, old timer. There are stupid questions. So think before you open your big fucking mouth. We've had people quit tonight. We've had people, never the second day, the third day. We've had people quit the fourth day, the fifth day. We've had people quit graduation night. We've had plenty of people quit the first fucking week. They never turn in the first fucking report. When you find out how much time you waste every fucking day, and you're not sick to your fucking stomach throwing up, you ought to kill yourself. We're going to memorialize every motherfucking minute of the day for the next 12 months. Donald Trump is the greatest thing that ever happened to finance in the last 100 motherfucking years. And as I said, he's going to fuck finance for practice in a good way. He's already just begun. In October and December, I listed the 100 fucking things he was going to do. I haven't been wrong yet. He's not even doing the scary shit now. And for those of you that I tweeted earlier today, if those of you that give a shit what happened to General Flynn, you're idiots. Doesn't make a shit. It doesn't matter that he says, chain that didn't sell his daughter shit. Doesn't give a shit. That's why you're all poor. And that's why the fucking planet's poor. Because they focus on the wrong things. You have learned to play financial instruments heretofore. I'm going to teach you fucking morons how to play the whole financial orchestra. For the first time in your miserable life. For the first time in your miserable life. And I have a big announcement to make tomorrow morning, which I'm not going to make now. Because I don't want you to spoil your dinner. I don't really give a shit. That's a fucking lie. That's the closest I get to being politically correct. And political correctness is a manifestation of lack of self-esteem. And your parents did it to you. And for those of you that put on your fucking paper, I have no regrets. God help you. Allah, Buddha, you fucking sorry weenies. And for a couple of you that said my parents have no regrets, all they got to do is look at you. Are you fucking crazy? If they don't regret having you, you should have been the shit that rolled down the inside of your mama's leg. I love this job. Let's go eat. We had enough good times. There's no questions. Let's go.
There's no food.
No food?
No.
It's not time yet? Oh, you mean I can yell some more? Okay, well then you can mingle now. You can mingle. I don't want to talk to you. Don't thank me, moron. You have no idea what the fuck you're saying.
This person asks, after many years of meditation and all the twists and turns of life, I'm now in the grip of intense fear and anxiety. It seems it was always there, only more intense now. Sitting with it, letting it be there, seems to make it grow. Well, fear, anxiety, which is a form of fear, very common. For some people have it, many have it in the background continuously. And I would say there's some degree of fear, even if you're not conscious of it. If you're totally identified with the egoic mind, you will have fear, if only in the background. And it may come out in other forms. It can express itself as anger. If you look at anger closely, you usually find hidden underneath the anger is a state of fear. So, if there's fear, one important thing is to, of course, you need to direct your attention to it. You acknowledge that there's fear. The important question that arises is, are there any thought processes connected with the fear? In other words, what are the thoughts that your mind is producing while you're feeling the fear? Is it possible that certain thoughts that you think frequently or habitually produce the fear? Is it possible you project yourself into the next moment, into the future moment, excessively trying to control something that you have no control over? What's going to happen to me? Or project or creating an imaginary scenario of loss that you might yet you might suffer. It's not happening now, but it might happen. And many things that the thought activity, excessive thought activity, often creates scenarios of things going wrong that are not happening now, may never happen, often probably will never happen. And even if they did happen, the actual situation would actually be easier to face than the imaginary situation in your mind, because there's nothing you can do, there's no action you can take to remedy an imaginary situation except to stop thinking it. But if an actual situation arises, you face it and you give it your attention, and then you take the action that you need to take. But an imaginary situation, you're totally at the mercy of it, so it only exists in your mind. So you need to see whether your mind is creating the fear by thinking fearful thoughts, by projecting itself into the future. And if that is the case, then you can see, oh, so I'm creating those because my body cannot tell the difference between an actual event that's happening outside and what my mind is producing. So when I'm thinking thought, my life situation is critical, if this is the basically what your thoughts are telling you, then your body believes that this is the actual truth, that you are being threatened at this very moment. The body doesn't know the difference, that the tiger isn't in the room. The threatening presence is your thoughts. The body reacts in the same way, whether there's a threat, an actual threat in the room, or your thoughts can create the same even palpitations. You can shortness of breath because you're thinking fearful thoughts. You go at night. I had that for years. When awful state. It's insane. It's a disease. But nothing is happening. Absolutely nothing. There's a quiet room. Nothing. It's all happening in the mind. So if that's the case, see, okay, then you need to tackle the thoughts because they will cause the fear. And how do you tackle thoughts? It's by realizing the futility and the destructive nature of these thoughts and choosing to step out. And what do you do to step out? First, you don't believe your mind that tells you, no, you can't step out, you have to continue thinking. No, you step out and take a conscious breath. Or put your attention into the inner energy field of the body. A conscious choice to remove attention from thinking. And you may have to be really alert to do it. If you're immersed in a mind stream, it could even be that it's so powerful that you just cannot get out. It has such gravitational pull, it pulls you. But at least you know that this is what's happening. So there's a state where you cannot help yourself yet, but at least there is the beginning of a disidentification from it when you know that this is what is happening. So there's a part of you that knows this is not totally real. This is the fear is being produced by my mind. Or in those early stages, you may not yet be able to step out of it. It may be so strong that you're still totally in the grip of it, but at least you know that you're in the grip of it. The worst thing is to be in the grip of it and not even knowing it, because you're so identified with it, it is absolutely real to you. So even to know that this is happening is already a step forward. And then perhaps after a while the energy exhausts itself a little bit of this, and then you can begin to say, okay, you will step out of thought, that those fearful thoughts, because they are creating suffering. And you take a conscious breath and another. and another. And then begin to feel the inner energy field of the body. Ah. Oh. Ah. Oh. Wow. It's like this huge burden is suddenly dropped away. And then you look around. This is a form of awakening out of complete identification with thinking. It is really is an awakening, and you can observe it in yourself, and you go, oh, so nice. It's like a nightmare. You maybe everybody has experienced awakening from a nightmare and feeling such relief that you are in bed and it's safe. You go, and the same thing when you step out of fearful thought and become present. And then see, thought will then try to pull your attention back in. It can go, come this way. And then you might one little thought comes. Do you follow it or don't you follow it? If you follow it, it's just this. Oh.
Peace to the gods. Tuned in to Freedom Fridays with your host, Akeem L. Jr. Today, I'm just going to be going over the affidavit of denial of U.S. citizenship. Just going to be going, reading the one that I had did for myself. Just go over it. For a case that I'm going through right now. So, I'm just going to start off. I'm going to start reading. Affidavit of denial of U.S. citizenship and declaration of being a Moore, South Carolinian Aboriginal, but not a citizen of the United States. I, Akeem Xavier L., beneficial owner of Barbara Akeem Xavier DBA, Akeem Xavier Barbara, hereby and forever state, claim, and declare I am not, nor have I ever been, a U.S. citizen or U.S. national. Being a United States citizen is against my religious instructions and beliefs. I only owe allegiance to Almighty God, as mentioned in the Holy Bible. Take notice that pursuant to the 1895 South Carolina Constitution, Article 3, Legislative Department, Section 34, special law prohibited. The General Assembly of the state shall not enact local or special laws concerning any of the following subjects or for any of the following purposes, to wit, one, to change the names of persons or places. I think this is, I don't know what IX is. In all other cases where a general law can be made applicable, no special law shall be enacted. Take further notice that I, Akeem Xavier L., first lien holder of the 14th Amendment person, Barbara Akeem Corp. Soul, DBA, Akeem Xavier Barber, did not consent for me or my private property to being a 14th Amendment citizen of the U.S. or a U.S. citizen or state of South Carolina or any other state in writing or any other consent, especially since this was done when I was a baby, when contract like the birth certificate was done and social security number issued in the above mentioned names, which would have put me under legal disability to contract and not capable of such a contract. And take further notice that this is a contract. Your failure to answer and rebut this affidavit is essence. You have 72 hours to answer. Then this contract is law. I, Akeem Xavier L., declare and let it be known by all immigration clerks and the Secretary of State, Supreme Court judge and clerks for now and forever. I am a more South Carolinian Aboriginal, but not a citizen of the United States, nor will ever be a U.S. citizen or U.S. national. You have 3 days to bring forth your proof that I am. I declare under penalty of perjury, under the laws of the United States of America, the foregoing is true and correct. Yeah, that's just the affidavit of now. I know my dad was going over the notice of appearance on Tuesday. So I'm not going to go over that. Just going through some stuff. Yeah, we talked about birth certificate and something else last week. I don't remember. Yeah, no, they were those together. All right. That's pretty much what I wanted to go over today. About that. It's about the affidavit. Just give you guys a good. That looks like. That's it. Motion to reschedule. You know, you can always do a motion to reschedule a case. You know, you could do it on different reasons. In my case, Miles was a solicitor has failed to respond in time. Solicitor has failed to respond to discovery. Solicitor is in violation of due process, which is protected by the 1895 Constitution of South Carolina. Solicitor is refusing to collect required motions and notice sent by the defendant, and has some proof of that. So yeah, you can, you know, we all know to do a reschedule on our cases and stuff like that. Let's go into the call lines. 366-3573. Peace to the gods. Too much for you guys today. Self some inspiration. That's probably about it. But I have too much for you guys as far as information. Let's get questions and stuff like that. How's the weather on you guys? Anybody that's on the East Coast, you know, getting ready for Hurricane Florence? Let's see what that's gonna be like. So what we're paying for right now is Hurricane Florence, where I'm at. You know, getting some good wind, stuff like that. We haven't really seen too much yet, but man, shoot, every time we go to the store, it's no bread. But I guess I'm gonna go ahead and just start impressive. All right, so I don't know about y'all, but the main thing on my mind is just, you know, making the manifestations just happen instantly. That's all I've been thinking about, just making it faster and faster and faster. You know, it must be a way you can unlock all your potential inside yourself. You know, that's the concept I just be thinking about. You know, You know, a lot of people be like, you worry about other things. But I think unlocking your all the hidden potential that you got, and then, you know what I'm saying, and being aware of it and taking advantage of it will be to your advantage. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is basically just you knowing you. This is basically me saying you knowing you in another way. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we miss things because of the outside things that's going on, or the outside voices, or what other people say, you know? And it's not about what they say or what's going on the outside. It's pretty much the inside, which is the biggest battle. No matter what part of life you're in, you know, the internal struggle is the biggest battle we all go through. We can all relate to the internal struggle. You know what I'm saying? Like, of just kind of keep that balance of just being happy and satisfied, and you know, but there's always the feeling of, you know, once you reach a goal, you want more and more and more, which is nothing wrong with that. That's life and that's growth, you know. But it's just like sometimes we all just try to find out what our purpose is, you know. We don't just want to just do things for money. We want to do, you know, stuff that we love to do. You know, I guess I like to express myself and express myself to people so they know that they're not alone, you know. A lot of times I thought I was alone and isolated myself because I thought no one would understand me, when there's probably plenty of, if not billions of people that probably understand how I feel about just the internal struggle and really just trying to make your manifestations, or, you know what I'm saying, your dreams happen instantly, you know, like, and just, you know, just simple stuff like that, you know. I'm maybe young and people say I should have patience, but I really don't got patience, you know. I'm putting enough time and, you know, energy, and, took a lot of losses. I'll still take losses from time to time now. But, you know, it's getting better. So, you know, I can't complain. But why should I complain when it just all boils down to, I just got to work harder, you know? I guess, you know, get the right knowledge that I need, you know, some more of it, so I can achieve what I need to do. You know, we all need to do that. You know? Yeah. I know, I wish sometimes you guys would engage a lot more with me, because it will help me kind of continue the thing. But, I mean, I'm used to talking to myself, you know, a lot. Probably, you know, we all talk to ourselves 100% of the time. We know that. But, you know, for all that, I could just stay in my head. You know, I'd be thinking that sometimes, like, damn, could just stay in my head with all this and, you know, just did my thing. Oh, it's all good. Well, yeah, I mean, that's all I got. I mean, I got some more, but I can't really put it into I can't put it into words right now. I got so much going on. So we're gonna go to the call lines again. 343-3423.
Peace to the guys. Peace to the guys, our team. Can I be heard?
Yeah, you good.
What's up with
you? Not much. Just trying to see what this storm gonna do over here.
Right. What is looking like so far?
I mean, it's just cloudy and, you know, we're getting some strong winds. So, it ain't really been raining like that, but it's calm before the storm. So, I'm just trying to see how much of a storm and how long it's going to be.
When do they claim the storm is supposed to kind of reach its height?
Yeah, they said, they said 2 weeks. Give it 2 weeks.
It's supposed to go on for 2 weeks?
Yeah. This is what they're saying, 2 weeks.
All right. Okay, then. Are you prepared to dip out if you got to?
Yeah, if need be. Need be.
Yeah, you never know. Hopefully it won't, you know, it won't be too bad. It won't affect all the areas. You know what I mean? So maybe you won't have to, you know, you won't even lose no internet or nothing like that. You know, that'd be real, real tight, you know. Just don't get affected at all, for real.
Yeah, definitely will be. Well, you know, we'll see. We'll definitely see.
Yeah, I like it.
Say it again?
Man, that'd be nice. I kind of like your dad's perspective on, you know, these storms and stuff. It do seem like, you know, sometimes it do kind of pass over some of our neighborhoods, but at the same time, it sometimes do be getting us. But, you know, he's kind of just like, man, shoot, it's just a cycle, and they stole the shit anyway, so tear it up, you know. So,
yep.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way, too. I'm in Michigan, so I ain't never got to worry about it. But, you know, I have noticed that as well, that sometimes it kind of skips over. Sometimes we be good.
Yep. Yeah. I'm too pressed, but, you know, just got to be prepared for whatever happens.
Yes, sir. Yeah, just something that happens. So you said you had some stuff you was working on you couldn't really speak to, or you were saying you just what was you saying about you had some stuff you was working on or something like that?
I was talking about my case.
You were saying you had some stuff you wanted to say or share or something like that, but it sounded like, I didn't know if you were saying it was like private, or you just, for some reason, you weren't able to get it out or something like that. I was interested in what you was talking about.
Something private? Nah, I mean, I was just talking about I talked about the affidavit of the non-citizenship, and then, how you can reschedule. Just give an example, like a little template. How you write your own rescheduling. You know, got to have reasons for why you rescheduling.
Right. Yeah, I heard you on all that stuff. I was talking about, like a minute ago before I picked up, you was talking about you had a lot of stuff you wanted to share or something, but like the thoughts weren't formulating or something like that. I was kind of interested in what that might be.
Well, I mean, I can't really talk too much over the air about stuff like that.
Okay, see, I didn't know if it was that or it wasn't coming to your mind or something like that at the time. Okay.
Yeah, it was just like I wanted to say certain things, but I know this ain't the right time to say it in the right.
Right.
Platform. Ain't nothing bad or nothing like that. It's all positive. It's just, you know what I'm saying? People aren't ready for it. Well,
oh yeah, I understand that.
You know what I'm saying? The plugged in people not ready for it.
I feel you.
Yeah, I just don't want to get attacked. You know what I'm saying? Do a Kanye. We're trying to bring people out when they ain't ready, and they, you know, attacking me and trying to say, oh, he's a terrorist, he's this, he's that. He wants everyone dead. No, I didn't say that.
Right. I feel you. I'll tell
you how I go. People mix up your words and take things. You'd be like, wait, how'd you get that out of what I just...
I know what you mean, man. Like I was talking with some dude at the gym about a business a little bit, you know. He'd be back and forth from Chicago to up in my area, and I guess he just got a couple little buildings or something like that. And last time I seen him, he was talking about some type of app he was trying to put together with some guys, some type of social media type thing. And it sounded good or whatever, so, you know, I was just kind of chatting with him about business and stuff like that. And it's actually funny because a lot of the stuff he was telling me was like kind of, it's almost like kind of, I had to be careful because it was kind of almost like going against some of the things that I kind of believe through hindsight. But anyways, the point of it is like I got to the point where I was talking to him and I started asking him about like trust, if he ever heard of trust, you know, if he's familiar with it, if he's ever held any real estate and trust, things like that. And how that might work, and he didn't really know much about it. But then he continued to talk about, like, you know, how he has an LLC and it's good for his tax liability or something, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, shoot, that's why I just rather operate through trust, because that's how, you know, the proper way to really avoid taxes, you know, or I know how to do the CPN and all that too, but I didn't even mention that. But, you know, then he's just like, well, you start getting into that. Well, you need an attorney, and I'm like, no, man. You know, you just gotta take the time to read things and understand things, and you can just tell. Like all of a sudden, this guy's like, you know, he's looking at me, and he's like, man, what are you talking about, bro? Why you like, who do you think you are, type thing, and it kind of just kind of made me feel some type of way, like, man. You know, I don't even feel like I can share what I know because people are just going to either totally not get it or they're going to think that, like, I'm just talking shit. Like, dude, there's no way that you know what you're talking about and shit like that, because I'm a white guy, and if I don't know that, you definitely don't know. You know, I just kind of got that feeling, so... After that conversation, I was just like, man, I might as well just be keeping shit to myself, because even people I be thinking like may be up on maybe even a little bit of it or something, they just are so totally plugged into the system too. Like, they're thinking how they approach business and everything. I'm just like, because I'm like, bro, you don't really think like, he's like telling me you got to work so hard and this and that and blah. I'm like, well, I don't think everything has to be that hard. I think there's some things where you put in that initial effort, and then you just kind of float off that once you get that ball rolling with it. You know what I mean? And I had to kind of shut down the shit he was talking about, because I didn't want that to start. I didn't want my thinking to start. Going that way, because I could just tell it didn't sound right, you know what I mean? Even though he's somewhat successful, you could say, compared to me, I was like, nah, I can't, this stuff right here is not right. This stuff that hindsight I've been learning is way more accurate, so I'm going to have to just kind of disregard it. But yeah, anyway, I know what you mean as far as, just so many people plugged in. And even when you try to get to talking about some of the business aspects and stuff, what we know, it's just like people just they're just so set in that what, you know, I don't know, the quote unquote normal way to do things. Just like they think you just crazy or stupid when you talk like you know how to know some of this shit.
Yep. Well, definitely right about that. That's why, you know, I mean. I'm used to it. I'm used to people. I've always had limitless goals or goals that were bigger than the norm because that was just me and that's what I wanted. And for someone to tell me I can't have that, it just makes me angry inside. Not like a type of anger where it's like, you know, I'm mad at the person. I'm mad at myself because I have to prove not to just them, but also to myself that this is, you know what I'm saying, this is really, you know what I'm saying, the path that I was supposed, not the path, but this is what I was supposed to do, you know, just, you know, just really just find yourself and be the best you and every day, you know, find the knowledge that you need for, you know, the strengths that you have. Once you find out your weaknesses, you know what I'm saying? You just really focus on your strengths. And eventually those weaknesses, you know, really don't even matter anymore. You get other weaknesses, I guess you could say, as you get higher into in different stuff. Like right now, I'm at a hard place between expressing myself. You know, I'm trying to kind of clean up my heart chakra because, like, at some points, I kind of, I guess I bottle a lot of stuff in, and then I kind of just explode to the big old bomb and let everything all out at one time. When if I was doing it at a healthy dose, it wouldn't be so extreme as people think it is. Because it's not really extreme, it's just, you know, sometimes it just, for me, constantly in my brain, constantly just working on myself and, you know, me sitting back and analyzing every little thing that, you know what I'm saying, even some of the subconscious things that I guess you could say are rhythm now, kind of take note of it. And then now I'm trying to, you know, deconstruct some of the things that are hindering my growth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even though we naturally grow, hindering your growth at the you know what I'm saying, to the least resistance, where it's kind of like you're going with the flow a lot more, where it's like everything you want is just flowing through you. You know what I'm saying? You're one with the source, or you become the source, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's pretty much what I'm working on. Just, you know, that instant manifestation. You know, people think that's impossible, but I think that's what I'm here for, to prove that the impossible is possible. But that's what we're all here for. You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest picture we always miss. You know what I'm saying? We try to put limits on other people and say, oh, you can't do this. You can't make this possible. That can never happen. When there's plenty of things that can happen, you know. A lot of people are probably going to say I'm naive thinking that, but I'm not. I know I'm right, and that's the sad part about it. That's how much plugged in we really are, you know what I'm saying? Even me sometimes thinking sometimes that certain things can't happen, but I know they can, you know what I'm saying? Me just sitting back and you know, when you just look at some of the things that go on with the earth or just hell with your body, you know what I'm saying? How vibrations are a big part of your moods and different stuff like that. Certain vibrations can either disrupt you or help you. And then also we forget about the moon. You know what I'm saying? That affects us as well because, I mean, that's something we should all know. It moves the tides, which is the water. We're made up of 80% of water. You know what I'm saying? So that also comes into play as well. There's so many things that are here to help you. And as long as you, you know, kind of take note of those things and be aware of them. You know, we always talk about awareness. It's a lot of stuff we have to be aware of. You know, everyone's so stuck on just this surviving stuff. It's about living, man. It's about, you know what I'm saying, like, finding that happiness, you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what nobody says, like, happiness is what we're all looking for at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? True happiness. You know what I'm saying? Not some, you know what I'm saying, looks like I'm happy happiness, but the real happiness. We've all had the it looks like I'm happy happiness. I don't care who you are, you know? I'm just, you know, somebody else trying to find that. Nobody ever will have that answer for me. You know what I'm saying? No matter how much I look for it on the outside, and I don't, but, you know, it just shows you how much work we got to do on ourselves, period, as a whole race. You know what I'm saying? Like, just so much introspection that we got to do all in ourselves constantly. But we don't have time to because of the outside things and, you know what I'm saying? I don't even think I would be this good with expressing myself if I didn't know how to control my emotions. Because right now I'm being pretty calm, but usually I'm very, you know, I get a little passionate and get extreme. I'm very obsessive. I'm like a between obsessive and excitement. Or not excitement, but I forgot the name of it. But I don't know. I've just always been like that. But I definitely know my purpose, you know what I'm saying? And that's a good thing. It makes me smile at night or day, really knowing that I have a purpose. And no matter what people say on the outside, I know what I need to do to make my impact as a, not just to be a legend, but to really make a difference in people's lives for the better. You know what I'm saying? People that, you know what I'm saying, society cast away and say that, you know what I'm saying, they're not worthy because of their thinking or the way they do things, or, you know, just people that were just giving up on, because we all deserve, you know, we all make mistakes. No matter who we all make mistakes. That, you know, as long as we look back and really get the time to look at it and realize, okay, at the time, I thought this was right, you know, but I was wrong. You know, it takes, I know there's something common sense, but, you know, sometimes we kind of let that, the wrongs kind of get to us. Like, dang, I wish I would have did this. Well, it's not about that. It's about, you know, taking action now and doing something about it now. You know what I'm saying? We can't go in the past and change that. You know, all we can do is change what we got going on now and put all our energy towards that. And that's what I always try to do, you know, just focus on what I got going on now. Do all I can to, you know, just give it all I got, pretty much. Give it all I got. You know, sometimes it might not be enough. I might fall short. But, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm definitely going to make a way to, you know, to where I want to be. You know, because I'm already there now. And that's the best part about it. They can never take the feeling away. They can take everything away from me, but they can never strip me of, you know, this feeling, this, you know, this energy. But yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I feel you. I feel you for sure on all of it. Yep. And, you know, the good thing is you're still, you know, quite young, so you got lots of time, you know, to make mistakes and grow, and you know, you don't have a lot of pressure on you to have to be great right now or make things work right now. You can kind of find your way through things, through the path, you know, that you want, and you know, that's a good thing. people have extra, you know, pressures kind of pulling them away from the direction that they're trying to get to. So, you know, now's a good time for you to be coming into this information, setting these goals for yourself. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, like they say, you know, they like to lock us up and all that stuff and get us depressed and down and feel, you know, and suck all our energy away from us in those youthful years when we could really do some damage. And, you're kind of ahead of that curve, you know, of letting that happen before you really get in mind what it is you're trying to do so you don't have all them things holding you back. So that's really, you know, that's a good start. And, you know, you definitely going to be able to get to where, you know, what you're trying to get accomplished. Like I can tell you got that mindset kind of like me. It's just like you said, you have to, you know, when somebody type, it's kind of like a challenge. You know, when somebody kind of, you know, say or doubt you can do something that you're kind of expressing you want to do. And it's like a challenge, you know what I mean? And that's why I've been going hard these last couple of years because, you know, I'm determined to be in a certain place. And I've taken it as a challenge to those few, you know, even my parents that, you know, haven't been able to see the fruits of what I've been, you know, claiming I'm working for yet. That time is coming, and I've just taken that as a challenge from everybody just to prove everybody wrong.
Yeah, that's all it takes, you know. That's how I see it. Like, you know, everybody going to see when it's time. You know, so I just tell people just don't give up on me. Because, you know, when time comes, time going to come. Everybody got a time. You know? Shoot. I'm working just as hard as everybody else. Probably not even more. You know, it may not be as physical, but mentally and just the work that I'm doing on myself and, you know, cutting certain things out that I don't need to be doing that's, you know, that I'm wasting time doing. Like, shoot, most of the time now, like, I really just be reading books and stuff like that. You know, sometimes it's a waste time, but I've been really just focusing on reading books and studying and stuff like that. And just, you know, like I said, I'm just trying to, I'm in a hyperbolic chamber right now. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, be freaking 400 to 1,000 years steps ahead of myself, you know, just a fast rate, you know, and be able to keep it constantly. You know, that was always the problem. I'm able to make it happen. That's not the problem, but the consistency is where I'm trying to perfect that precision. I've always been the type of person, precision is just always one of my my things. I have to make the end game. I have to have an end game. There's no other way around it. Have to have an end game and a I don't know. I just have to have it. I feel like I should have not just the world, but the universe and all other universes that's out there. Something much bigger. But it all starts with us, you know, uniting and really seeing us, you know, fighting ain't gonna get us nowhere. Not at all. I mean, I don't mind fighting. Sometimes, you know, it feels good to beat somebody's face in, but, you know, I don't know. That's the kind of heart of a thing. You know, because some people do deserve it. Like, some people do deserve to be slaughtered. But then some people probably feel that way about me. But I don't care because I know I'm not. I know. They come against me, they gonna get what they asking for. And that's going to their maker. But I'm just saying, that's just how I feel. Like, you know, so I'm not saying I'm never wrong. Of course, I'm wrong with plenty of times, but as far as my intentions and what I do stuff for, you know, it's for the greater good of humanity, really. And not just humanity, but the earth and just the universe itself. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot, even though I'm a big importance. I'm an important person, but, you know, once you realize the one or the source, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot. It's a whole bigger picture. I can't even explain. Wish I could explain it, but these words are so elementary. It's hard to explain, so that's why I just stay quiet. Most people don't think I don't know anything or I don't know what's going on, but I do. I do more than most of them, and that's why I'm so calm, because I already know what the outcome is going to be. Oh, and we got another... Hello? 514-8183.
Peace of God. That was weird. Some people be pushing a button or something. They don't even know it or something.
And our second one there. I don't know, man. I just, something more than just, you know, reaching all this stuff, man. It's like, to me, it seems like life is boring. Just, you know, it's like I know I'm going to achieve everything. That's not the problem. It's something more. Something more where we can, you know, see other planets. I know we see the world. That's something everyone does. It's like, oh, go see the world. Okay, but I want to see the universe. What's wrong with that? Why is that impossible to do? Why do we limit ourselves and say, oh, we can't go to another planet and make the same thing happen here? We're creators, are we not?
Yeah, you never know, man. You put the work into the things you need to do that.
I know eventually it'll come. It's like whatever his name is, Nikola Tesla. I feel like I'm gonna be somebody that just brings about a change. But this time, I won't let them goddamn be fools, because they got him. They got him real good.
That's the thing that sucks about all of this, man. It's, you know, you got to be careful in the way you move, because, you know, anything great like that you might be on the verge of, you know, bringing forward or creating or whatever, or even the knowledge we have to be careful the way we move with that, because, you know, the government, number one, is just such a hater and want to control powerful information and things like that. So, you know, they're always going to try to find their way in and steal or corrupt or whatever, you know. And not that you can't get around it, but it's just you got to kind of be careful the way you move, because they're looking for individuals like you and me to you know, stamping our effects, you know what I mean, of helping people and all that stuff. So that's just kind of a bummer. But, you know, all that stuff most definitely is achievable, man. I feel the same way. I feel like I'm a good teacher for a reason. I feel like just certain things about me that I kind of always wondered about, not bad things necessarily, not even necessarily weird things, but just things that I seem to like naturally excel at, and just kind of make sense for it to be, you know, basically how I end up, I guess, been making my living. And at the end, when it's all said and done,
those types of things instead of what I'm doing now, laboring for someone else. So, you know, things are just kind of making a lot more sense as far as, you know, why I was a certain way. Or, you know, I feel like it's all been preparing me to become what I feel I deserve, you know. I feel like if people could sit up in those corporate offices and make tons of money and really not be doing a whole lot, and I'm slaving away, well, now I feel like I'm worth just as much as them. And I just had to find my way to create it, you know what I mean? So I didn't put in my work, made my little scraps, you know, did my little slave thing, but just took a little time to find what I needed and to find that self-worth and greatness to in myself, you know, for me to want to go out and get it and feel like I deserve it. You know what I mean?
Yep. I already know. Trust me. I may seem calm, but it's usually just me being calm before I uncage the beast.
I'm real calm. I don't never really change unless somebody just really is like really trying to do something to me or something. And even then, sometimes I might just dip out the situation before anything else. That's just me, though. I just go like there pretty cool and calm about most anything.
Yeah, I get mad at myself. Because I'd be like, dang, I can't do that.
I'm hard on myself,
so much better. I'd just be like, damn. So
that's a good thing, though, in some ways. Because that hones and sharpens you. What it is you're trying to make yourself better at.
Yeah, I mean, some people may not be talking down to myself, but I really don't. I just be like, damn, alright, I fucked up. You know what I mean? Let me fix this shit real quick. Yeah.
I want you to meet you on that.
Huh?
I said I'm with you on that thought.
Yeah. You know. Shoot. Let me see if these motherfuckers
514-8183. Peace to the God.
Shoot. Dang.
Peace to the God.
Peace to God. How are you? Peace to God. This is Buhaya.
Hey.
How are you? I've been dealing with some things. I've been checking in here and there, listening, and still learning on some things that I had going on legally. And a lot of things have been resolve just by listening to y'all and, you know, and just keep learning about what it is that we need to know. So I want to just appreciate you guys for just being who you are and keep the light shining.
Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, what were you dealing with?
Well, I had some traffic violations, actually, going on. But just learning what I need to know and, you know, learning the Constitution and everything. I've been following and getting in my paperwork with the courts, and everything's been dropped so far, so... I appreciate everything y'all been teaching. You know, I'm still learning. I'm still, you know, I've done some paperwork as far as, you know, my freedom. I got a lot more to learn. I'm going to be hitting up the seminar soon. So
Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
I just want to appreciate it. Yeah, I just want to say thank you for everything.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Because, you know, it takes a lot of courage to, you know, take that step of true freedom. And actually stand up for your rights. Stand up for what's right.
It's pretty easy now. It's pretty easy now. You know, I'm not scared to say what I need to say to the servants and everything. You know, I know how to maneuver. So, it just, you know, the more I learn, the more it comes to me and everything. So, I really, truly appreciate, you know, y'all showing me the way towards, you know, bettering myself and my family.
Well, you found us. So, you searching for it, and we had the answer.
Right. All right. Well, peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
Yeah, man, I like, I was just thinking, man, you know, it's good I know quite a few sisters beyond this info, hindsight and successful and things like that, but it just makes me think of, you know, that's really a good thing when our sisters can go in there and get things done, because I feel like they carry a greater force and a greater voice, and it's easier to push themselves through these contentions that we get from the corporate, the U.S. corporation. And I just think it's that's good. I think the greater number of females that we have on this info and in these courses and putting in work, I think that's going to make this movement a lot more successful, because, you know, it's, man, when a woman or a group of women are standing up and fighting, man, it makes people take attention a lot quicker, I've noticed. So I think that's a very good thing, and that's always good to hear. I like to hear that anyways when, you know, sister is on this info and getting things done.
You know, I just love testimonies, period. It's just, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
You know, that information help.
Yeah, no doubt.
Definitely shows you definitely doing the right thing. You know? Just keep getting better at it, and, you know, get more knowledgeable and stuff like that.
Mhm. And you know they're listening and stuff too, but it just kind of, you know, maybe they're pulling out little more tricks here and there. But for the most part, when things are done correctly, you know, they really can't stop you because they have to fold. So.
Yep.
You know, that's just another good thing. You know, hindsight's been around for a little minute now, but the, you know, like I said, they may be trying to throw little extra things at us, but they can't really slow us down too much for the most part, because it is what it is. You know, we finally bringing forth the correct things we need to get the freedom we've always been looking for.
You know, they really can't. And, you know, the only way they can really do something is if, you know, you fold. Really. Putting all your paperwork and stuff in correctly. The only way they can get you is if you fold.
It's just, it makes you look at them in a whole different light when you understand that the roles are kind of reversed. You know, you really supposed to be instructing them and using them for your benefit instead of the other way around.
You'll be here to serve you.
Say what?
probably what they here to serve you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, but they flipped, they definitely flipped it on us.
Make you supposed to be intimidated by them and all this stuff like that. Really, they don't have no power. You have the power. So, that's where it comes in with that, you know, internal game of you knowing you wield all the power. You control what goes on in your life. Positive, negative, neutral, whatever the case may be, brought upon yourself one way or another, consciously or unconsciously. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to be aware of that and, you know, take the appropriate steps on which way you want to go forward.
100%. Yep. And, hey, man, what you think about that the situation with that that cop shooting at that man, that walking in his house and shooting that man? You heard about that?
Yeah, they was dating.
They was dating?
Yeah, they. You talking about the woman,
that's,
right?
That's a new, yeah,
talking about the woman, right?
Yeah, she lived upstairs.
They used to date.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Is that new or that's been out for a while?
I've been out for a while. They said that.
Oh, wow. So what's that about?
I knew it. We'll never know. Dead man tells no tales.
Well, she must have got pissed off or something? Is this some relationship shit or what's that?
We'll never know unless she tells the truth, and even then, we'll never know.
That's so cool. Wow, yeah. That has a whole nother element to the thing. I ain't hear that. You know, I was bringing it up because I heard they said something about they found weed in the man's apartment when they got a search warrant. I'm like, what the hell
okay,
they need a search warrant for? You know what I'm saying? So it's like they already setting it up in the girl's favor. You know what I'm saying? And it's really some bullshit.
Well, yeah, he was already a different color, so that's where he fucked up.
But that's really tragic. Yeah, but I mean, that's different if there's a relationship element. Because at first,
man,
you know, I'm just thinking
she's
high or something, drunk or something, and just made a mistake. But she was gonna get away with it, you know. But yeah, that's a whole nother element. Yeah, he might have kicked it to the curb or something. That's a move. Yeah. I didn't hear that. They must be trying to hide that a little bit or something. They don't want that little piece of info out.
And the police department is the biggest game. Ain't nothing but a game. If they wrong.
Thought.
They gonna lie for their crew now.
Yeah. Yes, they're a big problem. Yeah, man, that's crazy. That's really crazy. I hope that, you know, she gotta pay for that though. You know. I hope that they do it right. We'll see though. They do it right sometimes, but a lot of times they're letting these cops go.
Man, they giving them slaps on the wrist. We shoot a cop. My aunt didn't shoot. We getting beat up. Getting 25 years and then you getting killed in jail.
Yeah, man, they're pretty nasty. The ones around my area ain't too bad, but at the end of the day, they still trying to enforce the 14th Amendment bullshit. I ain't really down with it. So, you know, they don't really be wilding on niggas, like, for real over here.
Yeah, I just don't like them, period, man. That badge give them some type of superiority. Supposedly superiority.
Yeah, a lot of them abuse it. There's a lot of nasty, last nasty individuals that get that badge. Luckily, I ain't had to deal with too many because I can't have a smart mouth. More than likely in that situation, I'll do what I need to just get through it. But, you know, shit like that be getting me hyped up. I be wanting to say some shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, so it's better if I just avoid that altogether.
Yeah. Yep.
No doubt. But shit, man, I've been holding up the line for a while, man. I'm gonna let you carry on.
All right. Peace to God.
All right then. Peace, Hakeem.
So, yeah. Like I was saying, just definitely be the best you can be. You know, if you regret stuff, that's fine. Just work on what you can do now. You know what I'm saying? Not worry about the regrets, but, you know, take whatever you're doing to the next level. Try to see me, I'm always the type of person, I'm always about speed, getting it, you know what I'm saying, to a certain level and keeping that going and then going to that, you know, to the next level. You know, like I said, a hyperbolic chamber, doing a whole lot, you know, in the every 24 hours I got. I guess you can call that a hyperbolic chamber. You know, using your 24 hours daily to go to that next, you know, level. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm in the best position, but shit, I'm happy. I'm happier than most people. I don't give a fuck. They can have all the money in the world, but when I get the money and I'm happy, then what? They're going to hate me. You know why? Because I'm happy. And it's the difference because I got to know myself and got to understand that, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm not going to limit myself and do certain things that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely not getting a job ever again. Not saying nothing's wrong with a job. You know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do. But I'm going to make something happen regardless. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to fuck with nobody say. Nothing going to stop me. Nothing can or will ever be able to stop me. Even if the whole world, universe, God, the devil, whoever wants to get in my way, tries to, they're going to lose. Because I want it more than they don't want me to have it. And that's a fact. And I know that. You know? I guess you can call it the obsession. And I'm fine with that. I'm an obsessive person. Wants what he wants. And we'll get it by any means. As long as no one gets in my way, it won't get nuked. That's all I say. That's why I call it when you go against me and call it getting new. Boom. Because I'm going to get what I want. You get what you want, too. Stay out my way. Because we all want the same thing. So going against me will be going against yourself. Now, that's where the problem lies. And where this whole Cain and Abel or, you know, the different stuff, the division comes into play. And the one enemy we should be fighting, now we're fighting ourselves. That's the biggest problem. We're so busy fighting ourselves and not building each other up that, you know, so occupied with someone being less than the other or trying to bring someone down. That, you know. Forget the biggest picture of them all, the biggest enemy, the one person that's trying to tear everyone out. With the food, with the energies they putting out, with the rituals they're doing. You know. Trust me. I already got them beat. I just can't tell y'all yet how got them. just got to keep doing this and checkmate. We should finally start living a lot less. I mean, yeah, it's a lot easier now and stuff like that, but there's some stuff we got to free up. I'm going to handle all that. So, anyways, next week, go. next week, should have something for you guys next week. Some results. Definitely have some results next week. So, you went over the affidavit of denial today, and rescheduling. So, up to next week. Peace to the gods.